Mm-hmm.
So it's, and the more I think about it, the more I think that in our online thing, we're going to put the copies of those books in some other places too, just to make sure that people don't miss them, because those are really good techniques, and we don't want, we wrote them out because as we're putting the information out, we're answering questions on the Stellar Codes. This is all information we're covering, but it's not necessarily just for the Stellar Codes.
No.
It's a technique we're using within the Stellar Codes. So we need to make sure that people know that, so they can find that. If they're not doing the Stellar Codes, they can do the other things. And it's, okay. Well,
like
we just created more work for ourselves.
Well, like have maybe just like a section that's just about connecting to your higher self in general.
That's probably pretty good. And the things are already uploaded. It's just a question of creating a page and so people know where to go look. And and that's okay. Let me make a note of this, because one of the things that we do really count on you guys for is to let us know how we can make this experience with the website and sharing this information easier for you, because there's a lot of schools out there that we're a school of mystery. Well, we're not a school of mystery. We really want to be a school of demystery. You know, we don't want this thing to be complicated. We don't want to, make it hocus pocus.
It
is all our birthright to know this.
Yeah, and it's not a matter of complicated rituals that will connect you back to God. Otherwise, you go to the same formula that the institutionalized religions did, of being intermediary. Mm-hmm. Even if you want, oh my God, I sin. Okay, I will be your intermediary, and I will ask forgiveness for you. It sounds like okay.
This is the big difference between religion and spirituality in our definition. You know, religion usually has a person who is an intercessor between you
and
all that is, or God. Spirituality, we are our own intercessor, and so we don't have an intermediary that we have to go through to get absolution or forgiveness or something, because we can go straight to source and get that ourselves.
Or, you are the one that is doing this journey. You don't need to depend on anybody with a ritualistic formula or jumping upside down, with holding their feet 10 times higher than their arm, and breathing
on
by one nose
on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. You don't.
Oh yeah.
You don't need that, and it's very much an anachronism.
And
there's a lot of people that makes this believe that
it's complicated.
It is not.
For instance, there is, and we're not going to get into this tonight, I'm not sure how much we're going to teach this, but there's a lot of talk about Merkaba. And there's a particular school of mystery out there that talks about Merkaba and the certain breath techniques to get Merkaba and the visualization while you're doing the breath techniques. And essentially, if you really go through these, they're almost so complicated that it's not possible to do.
They're impossible.
Because
they're really impossible.
Our brains are not set up to do this tetrahedron rotating at this speed in this color, and while I'm thinking about that, I'm doing this. And the other tetrahedron on the bottom spinning in a different way, in a different direction, such and such. We don't think that way. Now, if we were already working on a higher dimensional level, that wouldn't be an issue. But we're 3D. And so,
when it besides, you have to be breathing by one nostril.
For one,
and the other nostril for another one.
Oh my gosh.
Upside down.
Well,
and if they do this 17 times,
it's possible to, I suppose, but it's not likely that you'll be able to do this. However,
there is ways to activate
Merkaba. All these things are your birthright. We have a divine blueprint.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a built-in device. You just need to know how to turn on the plug. It's almost like a computer that came loaded with programs. You just need the password to get the program.
It's also not just having the password to get the programming, but the understanding to know what to use and when. and this is what you develop as you move down your spiritual path. There are, for instance, we just put up an article on yantras, which are geometrical representations of certain sounds. For instance, you know, the mantra Om has a geometrical representation. But as you study this and as you meditate on this, they will open up to you certain divine truths. It is through these that we learn how to take the next step and
this
can
is the circle guidance. It will come from you to you.
From your higher self to your lower self. But this is how we learn the steps to be able to activate something like Merkaba. Now, is it possible for a master to activate Merkaba in you? Yes. Is it something that you wouldn't necessarily, you know, give a 2-year-old a box of matches and in a room full of flammable containers and say, you know, figure out what you should light and what you shouldn't. But you, as you study and as you grow as a spiritual being, through things like meditation, you know, accessing your higher self, learning how to do things like the, you know, activating your soul star, working with these things, you develop these truths within you, and then you're able to make the next step, and you will.
And because you have to, you know, you have to understand and come to peace with this information. You came here to master your human experience, and nobody will master this for you. Only you. Nobody holds the truth of who you are but you. If anybody says, I know more than you, and you should use me, or obey me, or follow me, because I have the entire truth and you have none, this is one thing that I say.
Or I am the only person who can give you this information. And the truth is that's not true. You can give yourself the information. It's a question of learning to hear it and learning to understand it, and this you do through a spiritual practice. Now, and even we can't tell you which spiritual practice to do.
It's the best for you.
What we do and what we try to do as an organization here is to give you, here are a bunch of tools, and this is how you use them. And if you try these tools, you will find that certain ones really resonate with you, others don't. Work on the ones that resonate with you. Those are the ones you should be using. And it is through those that you'll take the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Okay.
Wow, I don't usually get 100% make sense.
Yeah. All right, do we have any more questions?
I do have a question.
Sure.
A lot of this is new to me. I've only found this site recently, and it's really resonated with my past experience and brought things into focus because I didn't understand what the hell was going on, really. And so now at least I have a beginning of an understanding of why I've had these experiences, why I burst into tears and cry for the last 20 minutes of contact every time I see it.
Well, yeah.
I've been there, done that.
Whole road and all of that. I mean, all of these rainbow colors have been coming up in my life for the last year, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on with this same recurrence of rainbow colors? So at least I have that basis, but now I don't feel like I'm going crazy. I feel like I'm actually coming into clearer focus, but...
Exactly. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but exactly that's what I asked before. How deep in the rabbit hole do you want to go? Because if you really want to go, you actually won't find confusion. You will find a very interesting and very difficult to describe journey for people that you vibrate on the in the old drums, you know. But it's nothing that is unreal. You know, it's surreal, but not unreal. but it is a relief when you know that you're not going insane. If it is, we are having a collective experience of insanity for the past, like, 2,000 years. So, let me continue. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I'm so grateful for this teleconference because at least I know there are other people who are having a similar experience and would be able to understand this. But all of the people in my whole life that I know, I don't feel like I can start to tell them this.
Well, it's a very interesting phenomena, I think, that's happened during the latest technological age and the advance of the Internet, is we have had the ability to connect with other people around the world experiencing this sort of thing. I think it's always been there. I think the line of communication was a whole lot more difficult. And because that we are able to talk to each other and connect, I think we've made a huge leap as humanity along the path of ascension. And this is one of the things that Liani and I always tell people is, you know, ascension isn't just about you.
Or about rainbows and unicorns.
It's not rainbows and unicorns at all.
It's a very difficult path.
But ascension is not about you. A lot of people, you'll hear someone say, look, I can't help because I'm working on my own personal ascension. And the truth is that we as humanity will ascend together or we as humanity won't. So one of our founding philosophy, because we didn't start it, but one of the things that we have built humanity healing on is the law of one, which essentially is when you help another, you heal yourself. I mean, we are all connected. You know, whether you want to see that as an energetic connection or you want to see that as the collective consciousness of our souls or whatever, the truth is that we are all connected. And some people are more willing to see or have learned to see the next level of reality beyond what they, you know, what they've grown up with. And that's where you are right now. You're starting to see this, and you're worried that nobody else saw this. Well, your immediate circle,
really,
people may not have.
How do I relate to friends and family and know what I'm up to lately? Because I want to, I'm practicing medicine, and I happen to know that the vast majority of it is a crock of caca now. And I'm working on how I can help the most people.
Oh, that's incredible. You're practicing medicine. What type of medicine or what field are you in?
I work for the Indian Health Service. That's that serves the Native American population. It's a federal government program.
Uh-huh.
At least I've broken out of the medical business, which was so distasteful I wanted to quit altogether. But now I'm a pill pusher. And unless I push the certain pills, I'm held accountable and liable. I know the pills are not the way, and I see all of this suffering and all of this physical pain that's all a result of the soul and mental and emotional suffering.
And it's exactly the point that we are actually working on, and this is the project that is taking us out of our I would say now hours of sleep, you know, not because we're just, you know, sick people that work 16 hours a day, but...
No, we do that for fun.
We do this for fun, you know, but, but you know, one of the things that we have, and I don't know if you are in our community. In our community nowadays, we have 8,300 people, and you have a lot of people that come to us. We have a service there, which is suicide prevention. Where once a year, twice a year, we train people because we cannot. We are nonprofit.
We're not a nonprofit. We're not the a first line or a front line organization. We're not the suicide hotline. What we are is we are kind of an intermediate step. When people are first looking at such a tragic thing as suicide, they usually reach out and try to connect with people.
Yeah, and then where we train people to see the signs when your friend is chatting with you, that's a no-no, you should connect deeper because this person is in trouble. But, you know, this is our program. Now, what I can tell you is a lot of people that come to us, and this I tell you with the experience of, I would say, almost five years that we have Humanity Healing. A lot of people come to us and say, I need help because I have been through the mental, you know, system, mental health system, and they're not solving my problem.
No, they just want to give me pills to make me happy
and, you know, such and such. And what I get mad is because a professional, a medical professional, should be attentive to know that that being has a physical body, has an emotional body, and also a spiritual body. And there are crises. There are crises. They're not mental. They are spiritual in nature. You know, when you think like, I have a lot of, you know, I had this experience myself. I love my family, but I definitely don't feel that I belong to them. They assess me now. You know, I love them, but, you know, they look at me like, okay. It was much worse when I was growing up. It was really bad when I was growing up.
Let me put this in perspective for you. Liani was born and raised in Bahia, Brazil, which is a very Catholic country. Okay, as a matter of fact, I think that's all it is a Catholic country.
It was Catholic, but, you know, my father was an atheist.
Okay, but you end up having, in Bahia in particular, or in Salvador, her town, you had a large influence of the African religions. So you had the Catholic Church, you had the African religions, and what one of the things that Liani was called to do and was, for 17 years of her life, she was one of the most proeminent spiritual counselors and tarot readers in the state of Brazil. And for in a Catholic country, it's kind of like, you know,
impossible to not be burned at the stake. But, you know, and it's like, if this is like my grandmother, you know, very Italian, was Italian grandmother, Catholic, you know, and at the same time, you know, living with me with the tarot life, and you know, I wrote to newspapers, I wrote to magazines, and it was like, okay, you know, I will just close my eyes that you're doing tarot. And, you know, we don't speak about this.
And I won't have the TV on when your show comes. So she understands what you say about, you know, people not necessarily understanding what you're going through.
And you see, but and then you have a spiritual crisis, because then, you know, as happened with most of the star seeds, they come with the time ticking. So you can have a very normal life. You one day wake up, you brush your teeth, and say, okay, there's something that I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm not. What is it? You know, you just wake up, and that's how it goes.
And this is what happened to you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, one day it says, okay, I had enough. This is not the life I was supposed to do. There's something else, and I have to figure out now, because there's something missing somewhere. And this is not a mental breakdown. This is not awakening call for emotional crisis. This is a spiritual wake-up call.
This is think of this as a cellular alarm. You know, your soul's, you know, the buzzer's gone off, and your soul's saying, time to wake up.
So a lot of them, a lot of other star seeds, a lot of other human angels, they don't have the support. What happened is they start getting depressed or start getting a lot of anxiety attacks because they don't know what to do. They don't know where to put the energy, because when you get the wake-up call, you know, your DNA activates. And when your DNA is activating, you either have very strange dreams that you don't know what the heck is that, or what kind of drugs you're smoking. You know, it's like, I didn't even smoke. And
it's not fair. I didn't smoke anything,
I got the dream. And, or you're going to the other stage, which is, I don't know what to do with my energy. I'm having an anxiety attack. I have a panic attack. And they said, okay, you depressed, you bipolar, let's medicate you.
And here's one thing, is like all of a sudden you're having, you've got a burst of energy, and that's being viewed as an anxiety attack. But it is possible to dissipate that energy or direct it somewhere. And these are techniques that our current medical practice doesn't necessarily teach, but they do teach elsewhere in the world. So it's going to be interesting.
And that's the same thing they're doing with the new wave of indigos and other vibrational beings. They're coming here, and when they incarnate, the energy level doesn't shut down. So those kids are not good in school. We should give them Ritalin, because they quiet down, and the educational system can continue doing their mediocre jokes.
It is interesting, if you think about it, in the last 20, 30 years, all of a sudden
all the kids
all
ADHD.
Children need or ADHD and need to have Ritalin. Why is that?
You know, what happened with creativity?
Tried that. There are two practitioners in the practice that I'm in, out of a total of eight of us, who I think two or three who actually will, and two of us flat out won't, and I don't know about the others. They may be on the fence somewhere, but I don't even believe in medicating children at all, and in that way with the psychotropic medications. But I feel almost trapped in this paradigm, and I'm looking for help and trying to contact my higher self to find out how I can get out of this so that I can really help people, because on a much larger scale than just one person at a time trying to convince them that a pill's not going to fix it.
Well, but understand also that even at one person at a time, you are doing significant good.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's not a hope so. You are doing significant good, even one person at a time. Because that ripples out, and we do not always see the end result of our effects. And we talk about the ripple effect a lot, you know, within the things we do. But, you know, part of your purpose, you know, in this existence might have been to get the one child off that is going to take, you know, the person that invents fusion, energy, and makes it safe. And that might simply be because, you know, that wouldn't have gotten done because, you know, the third grade teacher thought he was too active and wanted him on Ritalin.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't belittle yourself. It may be that you talk to your soul and it's your soul says, you're right, you need to go do this, it's time for you to move on here. But what you've done so far is the groundwork for whatever you're going to be doing in the future.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind. What you're doing is important.
It is. And everything is very much divinely orchestrated. There's nothing that is lost in this universe. Absolutely nothing. You know, all the energies, everything is energy and frequency. Everything gets recycled.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is recycled and go back to the system in a new shape. So nothing is wasted. When you think about it, like we had a very broad mandate. You know, healing humanity. Humanity healing is a very broad mandate. But we couldn't name ourselves anything different because we see the way to heal humanity in various ways. You know, through ourselves, through healing practices, to art, to music. So we are a very interesting race.
Well, it's interesting. If you look at how humanity healing is structured, we've got the 12 houses. And it's going to be a process of this organization long past our lives because we've only started to touch on developing a small area of these houses. And some of them we haven't really even started yet because the person that's going to do this hasn't come yet.
Yes.
But we know that if we, you know, it's like, if you build it, they will come. And people are still arriving to take their places and take that out where it's supposed to go. And we have complete faith this will happen.
Eventually. You know, in the next 2,000 or 3,000 years.
Well, But it's, you know, one of the things I would suggest is, I don't know if you're a member of our community network or not. That's humanityhealing.ning.com or Humanity Healing Community. Goes to the same place. But join there. There are a bunch of groups. You can interact with other people that are running, doing it. We're in the process right now of trying to, or cleaning up some of the sections, because in the process of growth, there have been people that have come that have started like a group and then have moved on. And if the group's not active, we're bringing it to that particular group to a close. But we have new ones starting every day. And this is a good way to connect with other people going through what you're going through. And so I would recommend that to everybody. You know, over on the humanityhealing.net and the online university part, we've got a lot of materials that you can access. And then in the other place, you've got the people. So
it's almost like an online campus.
It's kind of like, well, I mean, we want welcome. You know? I don't know how else to say it, but that's essentially what we're trying to do.
We kind of a big family. We call ourselves the Overso, but we kind of big family, kind of dysfunctional. But, you know, hey, we're family. So you will find people from all sorts of paths of life and backgrounds and upbringings, and all of them awaken, but looking at each other and say, oh, God.
Okay, we're up. Now to what,
yeah.
What do we do?
Yeah, what we do. So
but
that's the way we interact.
I don't even remember if there was a question at the beginning of this, but did we answer it for you?
Really. I feel much better having spoken with you. I've been going through so much transition lately, and in the last few years, but it really has kind of culminated in encountering this fight, which just felt like I'd arrived at home.
Thank you.
Finally, I actually have at least a name for what seems to be going on with me, because if I hadn't become nearsighted, I'd be in the space program right now, just trying to get back to the stars. But in about eighth grade, I decided, well, I'm not physically perfect. I'll have to just be a doctor because I'm an astronaut now.
Well, I understand, and it's interesting how I don't know if it's a process of our age or I was born in 1960. I remember the first guy stepping on the moon. Or if it's a process of who we were as a spiritual seeding program for, as I was put here during this time period, how much our generation are attracted to the stars. And it's not just a question of, humanity has always looked up at the stars and said, wow, this is incredible. And they've connected the stars with their archetypical understandings, their journeys through life, their planting times, harvest time, much more than the planets, much more than the sun and the moon. The stars have been the constant for humanity. But it is this generation that has really dreamed about
life,
the possibility of actually going to the stars, not just connecting with the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe it was Gene Roddenberry in Star Trek. Who knows?
I know.
But, of course, he may have been just the messenger.
So, if anybody has a question, otherwise we should do the meditation of this conference today, just for us to, have a closing, a decent closing, and doing the first contact with, the internal energies and our internal divine stars.
And are there any other quick questions, or should we go ahead and do that?
I'm ready for the meditation.
All right. What?
Me too.
What I'd like everybody to do is to get comfortable, breathe deeply. We're as in all the other ones that we do online, we're going to be doing a 4x4 breathing technique. What I want you to do is I want you to breathe in for 4 beats. I want you to hold for 4 beats. I want you to breathe out for 4 beats. And I want you to hold for 4 beats. And we're going to continue the cycle of breathing in and holding and breathing out as we walk through this meditation together. And what we are going to do this evening is called the invocation to the unified chakra. And as I read, or as I say this, I want you to visualize the words, and I want you to see yourself stepping through to the unified chakra. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, opening my heart into a beautiful ball of light, allowing myself to expand. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my throat chakra and my solar plexus chakra into one unified field of light within, through, and around my body. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my brow chakra and my navel chakra into one unified field of light. Within, through, and around my body, I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my crown chakra and my base chakra into one unified field of light. Within, through, and around my body, I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my alpha chakra, my soul, which is my soul star chakra, and my omega chakra, which is my earth star chakra, into one unified field of light. Within, through, and around my body, I allow the wave of Metatron to move between these two points. I am a unity of light. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing this light to expand, encompassing my eighth chakra and my upper thighs in one unified field of light. Within, through, and around my body, I allow my emotional body to merge with my physical body. I am a unity of light. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing this light to expand, encompassing my ninth chakra above my head and my lower thighs into one unified field of light. Within, through, and around my body, I allow my mental body to merge with my physical body. I am a unity of light. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my tenth chakra above my head and down to my knees into one unified field of light. Within, through, and around my body, I allow my spiritual body to merge with my physical body, forming the unified field. I am a unity of light. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing this light to expand, encompassing my 11th chakra above my head and my upper calves into one unified field of light. Within, through, and around my body, I allow the oversoul to merge with the unified field. I am a unit of light. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 12th chakra above my head and my lower calves into one unified field of light. Within, through, and around my body, I allow the Christ Oversoul to merge with the unified field. I am a unity of light. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 13th chakra above my head and my feet into one unified field of light within, through, and around my body. I allow the I Am Oversoul to merge within the unified field. I am a unity of light. I breathe in light through the center of my heart, allowing this light to expand, encompassing my 14th chakra above my head, into the chakras below my feet, into one unified field of light, within, through, and around my body. I allow the source's presence to move throughout the unified field. I am a unity of light. I am one with all that is. And now I want you to slowly bring yourself back into yourself, back centered into your heart chakra. And as you come to, still breathing those four beats in and those four beats out, slowly bring yourself to the point where you are back within yourself. But as you come back to yourself, remember the connection between you and Source. It's just a few layers up, but it is always there. And that is our meditation for this evening.
You put people to sleep.
I sometimes put people to sleep because I'm a very boring individual.
Well, that's normal. All right.
How is everybody feeling?
Good.
Better.
This is the 4x4 breathing technique is the one that's faster puts you in alpha stage. And you would like, for every time you are about to do a spiritual work, prayer work, a healing work, or even centering, there's a lot of other techniques, but the 4x4 technique is the one that connects and slow down your pattern of thoughts to an alpha wave. That's one of the reasons we ask to, you know, for you to self-induce yourself to the fourth.
There are a lot of breathing techniques, and breathing and breath technique is one of the basis for entire schools of meditation.
It is not only meditation. It's only learning how to breathe differently. You access different levels of energy, not only outside the cosmos, but inside of you and your own inside cosmos. You know, your own opening doors and realms inside of yourself that you didn't even know existed. You know, it's almost like you will find out when you, you know, start experimenting in yourself through meditation, certain visualizations, allowing your imagination to go there, that you're going to discover, and it's almost like discovering your own house, a room that you never knew existed, full of books and resources with all the answers you always wanted to know and you never had. Oh my God, I didn't know this was here. But one of the things that if you want to do this meditation further or continue doing it, we have a video that's called Unified Field Meditation, which actually we have a voice facilitator that you can hear. You know, there is the meditation is published there.
And you can listen to that or play the video as you do it. And
you can hear that, you know, before you go to bed and, you know, and travel. You know, it's a very interesting meditation because it will fill up all your chakras with brand new chi energy, and you can use this chi energy to astral travel, to astral project, to go within, to, you know, heal yourself. Or heal others, or improve your ability of concentration. You can do a variety of things.
But it's one of the, as a matter of fact, we just produced a video today that went out, which talks about the spaces between your chakras. But one of the things that we are looking to do with the unified field meditation is to build a, well, for lack of a better term, a unified field of your chakras. And this is one of the things and one of the techniques we'll be talking about down the road and continuing at, you know, along this spiritual journey together. But the 4x4 method, you know, as I said, there's a lot of different techniques out there, but this is a very good one. And if you've got to start, it's the best place to start. It's very easy to do. It's very easy to get used to the rhythm, and therefore you can project yourself to the state to be receptive to the spiritual experience or the meditations or the life that you'll be participating in. So it is, if you're going to practice one breathing technique, it's the one we really recommend.
To start with. And the good thing is you don't need to jump upside down. You don't need to walk with just 1 foot holding your, you know, one nostril and pulling your hair.
That's class two.
But, you know, the bigger thing. But anyhow.
But thank you all so very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And
hey, Christopher?
Yes.
I'm sorry. This is Kim. Real quick, where is that meditation that you just spoke of?
The meditation for the unified field meditation. Okay, my computer's down, but if you look on the front page of humanityhealing.net,
what the meditation of the unified field?
Yes.
Unified field meditation, you can go to our YouTube, and on our YouTube you just type in YouTube unified field meditation.
Well, don't we have the written thing on the, isn't it still in
it
one
is,
of the,
yeah, because the
activation, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the posts within the last month or so.
No, it was for the golf. We taught people
was it that
to
long?
Do that. Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's, you know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, okay. I'll go find it, but you can also get it on YouTube.
You can also get it on YouTube.
And then you click there, and it will, because we put the URL there.
Okay, yeah.
And it's easier.
We did the Unified Field Meditation video on June 6th or 18th was when we uploaded it, so I guess it's been a few months.
Is it also called the Unified Chakra? Because you have that on the activation at the end. At the very end of the PDF, it's the last one on the heart activation.
Yeah, unified field of unified chakra, exactly.
It's on there.
Yeah, that's the one. So we you know, you can listen to it, or you can, you know, we do have it somewhere there as an MP3, but I don't know. He is the one that controls the website, you know what I mean? I'm just a lesser being that they care for kitties.
And
he's the one that knows everywhere in the website.
I'm the low vibrational being. I do this work, and she's up on the astral plane.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
I'm just here feeding the kid.
But if you can't find it, send me an email through, I guess the easy one is onlinefaculty@humanityhealing.net. We'll get it. We'll find out the URL for you and send it back. Or you can send it to contact, and then it goes to her, and then she sends it over to me.
Yeah.
So either way. But as I said, you know, whatever we can do to make your experience more enjoyable and to help you along this journey, we're so very privileged and happy to participate with you.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good evening, and if you have any questions that pops up afterwards, just send us an email.
Send us an email. And we will be doing the next step of the Starseed Activation Program probably in 4 weeks. Yeah, we'll be doing this one probably once a month till we get through it, because we've got some other programs we're trying to get in. Next week, I believe, is Angel. Same bat time, same bat channel. Next week is Angels Embodiment of Divine, and we'll do an angelic meditation there and some more information. It'll also be like this one, where we're just having an open conversation. And then the week after that is going to be the first in the Animal Mentorship Program, which is Animals and Spirituality. And there's a free ebook there for anybody that you want to share it with, too. So
okay.
It's open. All right.
So
thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. You all have a very blessed evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.